Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
The US Supreme Court has ruled that Donald Trump, as a former president, enjoys some immunity from prosecution. It's a ruling likely to delay his trial for conspiring to overturn the 2020 presidential election. A little earlier, I caught up with Mick Mulvaney. He's Donald Trump's former White House chief of staff, current chair of Actum Global Consultants. I began by asking him for his reaction to the Supreme Court verdict.
Well, I think it's probably the right decision. I know that one of the dissenting opinions by one of the justices is getting a lot of attention, saying that now we've created a king and now it's okay to use the military to kill your political rivals and so forth. I honestly think it's absurd coming from an ordinary person. It's just irresponsible coming from a Supreme Court justice. The decision was fairly simple and straightforward, as best I can tell, which is that a president is immune from some actions, specifically actions that are part of his or her official duties, and is not immune from actions that are not part of those official duties. I'm talking about immune now from criminal prosecution. That seems to be the right decision. I'm not really sure what other decision they would come down to, other than saying you're immune for everything, which would be absurd, which is sort of what it looks like the dissent thinks they said, or you're not immune from anything, which is just as absurd. So I think trying to chart a course down the middle was the responsible thing for the Supreme Court to do. And I honestly don't get, other than the fact it's Donald Trump and Donald Trump changes every sort of discourse in this country, other than that, it seems like it's the right decision.
Is there not a lot of gray area, Mick? I mean, they're leaving it for the lower courts to decide what's official, what's unofficial. It strikes me there's a lot of gray area here.
Yeah, well, there is, right? I mean, and that's by the way, that's not at all unusual for the Supreme Court to do that. Whether the Supreme Court doesn't find facts in our system. What it does is interprets the law. So what they've done now is say, look, here's the rules. Here's the law. You decide, trial court. You take evidence on whether or not this particular action, right now we're talking about the January 6th riots, whether that was an official act or an unofficial act. Was the action in Georgia an unofficial act or an official act? That's the right thing to do, and very common for the Supreme Court to do that on a variety of decisions. So yes, you're right. There are gray areas because life is a gray area sometimes, but because the Supreme Court is not equipped to take evidence. They always, I used to practice law a long time ago. They don't take any new evidence. They simply take the evidence that the trial court brought in the first place. And what they said today is go back and take more evidence on whether or not this was an official act or not.
So you don't buy this argument. I've heard it said that this kind of, it creates an imperial presidency, the very imperial presidency that the founding fathers sought to prevent.
Not at all. Not, in fact, I think it prevents us from being a banana republic. I mean, look, if Donald Trump wins and gets super aggressive with his Department of Justice and decides to sue criminally Joe Biden for his mishandling of the Afghanistan withdrawal, which I think killed 13 people. So his criminal charges related to that. Do we really think the Supreme Court's going to come in and say, no, he's not immune? The Democrats on the liberals on the Supreme Court are going to give the exact same decision that the conservatives on the Supreme Court gave today, which is that you have to be immune from official acts. The example that one justice gave about now it's okay to hire the military to kill your political opponents, again, in addition to being just wholly irresponsible, is on its face wrong. Killing your political opponents is never an official act. You don't have the constitutional authority to do that. You do have the constitutional authority to say order the withdrawal of the troops from Afghanistan.
Yeah. And look, I accept that. And I totally agree with you. I think that was a ridiculous example cited. But maybe what isn't so ridiculous is that a president can try and overturn an election result and threaten and bully those people who don't agree with them And even though it could be in the legal action, that they cannot be prosecuted for that.
Oh, no, listen, I get that. And this is not intended to be a defense or an apology for January 6th. That's not where I'm coming from. What I think, and I've not read the whole opinion, I did read part of the dissent and part of the majority opinion, was that what they're saying is, if you really don't like what the president has done in his official act, you should impeach him. That is the constitutional check against a presidency. Now, you may not like that, but my guess is that's been part of the debate here for 50 years, ever since Richard Nixon. So I get it. Again, I'm not defending January 6th. I'm thinking that what I'm saying is that a Supreme Court tried to lay down rules that called for accountability, but also didn't call for political abuse by essentially doing what every third world country does, which as soon as a president leaves office, they end up being charged by the next regime for some type of criminal activity.
Nonetheless, I mean, look, I know you're a patriot. I know you love your country. I know you're a Republican in both senses of the word, and you believe in the Republic. Like, does it not concern you at all? Forget which side you're on, but that the six judges who gave the majority verdict were all from the conservative side of the political spectrum. The three judges who disagreed were all from the liberal or Democrat side of it. Does that not worry you as a former lawyer, as a patriot, that your court system seems to be ideologically riven?
It does and it doesn't. What I encourage people to, especially folks overseas, to consider, and especially folks here domestically, I just did another TV interview here not 5 minutes ago, I said the same thing, is that, look, for 50 years in this country, there was a stunning liberal majority on the court. And they handed down decision after decision that conservative people did not like. Now that the shoe is on the other foot, the pendulum has swung the other way, and a conservative court is handing down decisions that liberal folks don't like. That's life. I mean, that's just the way it works. And we used to simply, the conservatives would accept the decisions that the liberals would put in, try to change them through the political process and so forth. But I don't remember any conservatives, for example, trying to undermine the credibility of the court because they didn't like Roe versus Wade back in 1973. So look, the pendulum swings back and forth politically in my country. It does in every country. It's swinging back and forth in so many countries right now. I just encourage folks to take a step back, take a deep breath, and realize that neither of these things is the end of the world.
Final question, Mick. Does this make it more likely, do you think, that Donald Trump will be reelected president? Because I think he will certainly not face any more criminal trials before November. Yeah. Does this make it more likely he will become the next president?
That's the exact right question to ask. And I think that's what's driving a lot of the sort of the vitriol right now, is that the real impact here is that Donald Trump didn't win today in terms of on the substance, on the matters and the law. What he won today on was the calendar. And there's no way that this case is going to come before the November election. So does it make it more likely that he's going to win? I think marginally so. It doesn't have nearly the impact on the election as, say, the debate did the other night. But yes, this was a political win for Donald Trump, because now it's highly unlikely that the January 6th case and maybe even the Mar-a-Lago case with the documents will come to trial before the November election.
That was Mick Mulvaney, former White House Chief of Staff for Donald Trump, speaking to me a little.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.